Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Pineapples and Mimosas. I'm your current co-host. My name is Shaniqua McFarland, but I prefer to be called Shay. I'm 22 years old, and I'm a single mother to my baby girl, Journey Marie Oliver. She is almost 7 months, and she is my only child. I'm going to get into introducing myself to you guys so you can kind of get a feel on how I am, you know, vibe with me. I currently work a part-time job. I am a full-time medical assistant major, and I'm a full-time mommy. Like I said, I am a single mom, so, you know, I'm kind of doing things on my own. But we're going to get into the story of, you know, me wanting to have a baby from the get-go. I was told that because I had been on birth control so long that I could possibly not conceive. So I want to say for 3 months with my high school sweetheart, I tried to have a baby and I failed. I could not have a child. So in my head, I was like, okay, you know, maybe I really can't have kids. So I began to get, you know, depressed. I start listening to fertility podcasts. I start reading up about fertility treatments. And it had just stressed me out. Now, not to mention the whole time that I had been listening to fertility podcasts and, you know, reading about the treatments, I had already been pregnant. And it's crazy because it wasn't with my high school sweetheart, but it was another person that I had met at a current job I just got hired at. So I was so stressed out because at that point I was just like, okay, I made up my mind that I didn't want kids. So I'm listening to, you know, these fertility podcasts and just all this stuff. And I'm just like, why can I have a child? Like, I really want a baby. So later on down that line, I then quit my first job. I was working at Chipotle for almost 3 years. I quit my first job there. And at the time, I did not know that I was pregnant when I quit. But I was working Chipotle and I was working Walmart. So, you know, because of working two jobs and being in the gym, I thought maybe I was just sleepy from doing so much. I then started a detox and I threw up, but being pregnant was the last thing that slipped my mind. So I'm like, okay, my body is not liking this detox. I then began to start, you know, using the bathroom a lot. And I'm just like, okay, you know, this detox is definitely working. Not thinking, oh, you know, you may be pregnant, because I have already been told that I couldn't have kids. And I've took numerous tests before and they've come back negative. So, you know, the thought of being pregnant was out of my mind. Like, I didn't even, it was the last thing I was thinking about. So later on down the line, my current boyfriend, well, my ex now, he was telling me, you know, you need to take a test. And I'm like, no, I don't think I need to take a test. I know my body, you know, this is normal. And he was like, no, I think you should take a test. And I'm like, no, I think you, you know, should stop telling me about my body because I know my body. So weeks went on and I ended up taking a test without him even knowing. The test came back negative. So I'm like, okay, of course I know my body. This is the same thing that always happened. And then another week went by and he was like, hey, you need to take a test. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a test so I can shut him up so he can understand that I'm not pregnant. I went and took the test. Now, mind you, when I went and bought this test from Walmart, I was kind of ashamed, so I went and got some chocolate, a box of chocolate to put over the pregnancy test, went to self-checkout, checked myself out, got home, and I was like, okay, you know, I'm going to take this test. Took the test, walked away from the test, not even 3 seconds by the time I turned back around, there were two dark lines, y'all. Two lines on this pregnancy test. Now, this whole time, I've been trying to have a baby, and I ain't had no luck. And I'm like, okay, you gotta be kidding me. So I then begin to text my ex and I'm like, hey, I think we got a problem. And he responded back with an emoji like, you know, what's going on? But before I even responded back to him to let him know I was pregnant, I was like, okay, let me go get two more tests just to make sure. So I grabbed my dog, threw him in the car. We go to the store to get two more tests. Came back and in my head, I was like, maybe I should wait until he comes home before I take these tests. But I was so anxious and curious. So I ended up taking both tests. They said the same thing. In my head, I'm like, these are dollar tests. So, you know, they might just be cheap. They might not be working. So After I took those three tests, I then told him, hey, I think I'm pregnant. And then the day after that, I went to Target because I'm like, I know Target, you know, has bomb tests. So I'm going to go and get a test from Target. Went and brought two $10 tests from Target. And of course, they said the same thing. And I'm sitting here like, I am really pregnant. Call my best friend and let her know. And I've pranked her with being pregnant so many times. And I've got her excited. And she was mad when she found out I was pranking her. So she was like, yeah, right. You've already said this to me one time before. I don't believe you. And I'm looking like, nah, homegirl. I am really pregnant. So I sent her the test. And like, she still did not believe me. So I guess when I finally called her and like actually she could hear the tone in my voice, she knew that I was serious. So I didn't want to tell my mom at first because I'm just like, I know my mom and dad are not going to be happy because my mom and dad are sweet. They're high school sweethearts. And they've been married for a while. Me and my two sisters all have the same mom and dad. So I kind of wanted to hold out until I was like 5 months pregnant. But I'm just sitting here like, I don't know if I should keep this a secret that long. Mind y'all, I had no, you know, signs of really like major sicknesses before I found out I was pregnant. And it was like as soon as I found out I was pregnant, I had morning sickness so bad. I had headaches bad. It was a mess. So after that, I was like, I gotta tell my mom because she's gonna know eventually that, you know, I'm steady being sick. Mind y'all, I tell my mama everything. That's my best friend. I don't really care what nobody say. When I'm 50, 80, or 90, I'm still gonna tell her everything because I love her so much. But I went on to tell my mom. And at the time, y'all, I had been celibate for a while. So my ex was the first guy that I had broke my celibacy with. And my mom was like, yeah, sure you are. She was like, you told me you weren't having sex. And I'm looking like, I'm serious. Like, I wasn't, but I am pregnant. So, you know, she laughed it off like, yeah, whatever. And I'm like, mom, like, as bad as this is, me trying to tell you this right now, and you really don't believe me, like, I'm really pregnant. So she was like, okay, you know, well, if that's the case, then you need to go make an appointment to see. So I showed her all the pregnancy tests, and then I set myself an appointment. And they laughed at me because I told them, I was like, I already took 5 tests. You know, I really didn't believe that I was really pregnant, but I took 5 tests. So then they took their test and they laughed and they was like, homegirl, you are definitely pregnant. So I then got my due date and all of this stuff. And I'm like all excited because I'm like, what? I was told that I could not have a kid. And am I really pregnant right now? So every night and every day, like I literally would touch over my stomach and pray over my stomach because I'm just like, you know, I don't want to have a miscarriage. They tried to tell me that I couldn't have a kid. So now that I'm really pregnant, you know, I want to keep my child. So went on through my pregnancy. I had been sick for a dog, like a dog, I meant. I had morning sickness all the way up until 6 months. They changed my medicine 4 times. Nothing helped. Because I threw up so much, I ended up getting a thrash on my tongue. My pregnancy was not a breeze like I thought it would be. But I was just like, wow, like you, everybody else seemed like they just have this amazing pregnancy. And I'm just sitting here suffering. Like I would cry because I could not keep anything down. And I wanted to do a gender reveal, so I didn't want to know what I was having right then. But everybody was like, you're more than likely having a girl. If you're this sick, then you're having a girl. And I wanted a boy, so I'm like, no, I'm not having no girl. I'm having a little boy. But then we went to the appointments, and y'all, my mom was supposed to be doing a gender reveal. And we still had the gender reveal. But we went to see the gender. And the lady told me that she was still breech. So I don't think my mom knew that she was talking so fast, but she was just like, you better hope that she turns over. And I'm like, did she just say she? Am I having a girl? Did she just tell me what I was having before the gender reveal? And I never said nothing to her because I'm like, okay, you know, maybe she's just trying to do this, you know, to trick me. And so later on down the line, I'm like, okay, whatever. And I didn't want my ex to know at the time, you know, what I was having because I wanted us both to be excited. But he wanted to know so bad. So I gave in. I let him know. Well, I told my mom to let him know what we were having. So both of them were supposed to surprise me on what I was having. Me and him kind of had a little argument, and then he ended up saying she, and I'm like, okay, they really playing with me, or am I really having a girl? And I'm just like, what is going on right now? And I'm like, first off, all of y'all have ruined my gender reveal. But it was crazy because even at the gender reveal, I was still like, okay, maybe they're playing with me. Maybe I'm having a boy and they're saying girl just to throw me off. So, y'all, when it came time for my gender reveal, like, I was so sad. Like, I legit, like, kind of like fast paced and walked off. I'm like, no, I cannot be having a girl right now. Knowing how crazy I was in my high school days, I didn't want a little girl simply because I don't want her to be the same way I was. I was a handful, y'all. So, you know, as I go down through my pregnancy, my morning sickness kind of starts slowing up, but I'm just like sitting here like, wow, like I'm really freaking pregnant. Y'all, I went from doing makeup and fitness and all this to just watching mommy vlogs. Like all I cared about was being a mom. And the whole time through my pregnancy, I only gained 19 pounds. When I tell y'all my morning sickness was bad, y'all, I could not fucking eat nothing. So it was horrible. But I don't regret my baby at all because I love her. I just wish that my pregnancy part would have went smoother. So I was initially supposed to have my baby November the 12th. And, you know, that was the thing. Every time I went to appointment, they said everything was fine. I want to say it got down to the end. And, you know, they were kind of curious about me not gaining any weight. So they kept doing little ultrasounds. And they were telling me that it looked like she had a knot in her umbilical cord. And I'm like, now this whole time y'all have been telling me that everything's been fine. Now y'all trying to tell me that something going wrong. So that just made me pray even harder because I'm like, listen, I'm about to the end. I don't want to hear nothing bad going on. So I initially had my baby shower October the 13th. And me and my boyfriend broke up the night of my baby shower. So that was kind of devastating. But my baby shower was October the 13th. October the 18th, I had my appointment. So I'm like, okay, they're telling me that to watch out, you know, to make sure she's still moving and this, that, and the third. So I was a little scared because I'm like, what's going on? And I guess the doctor kind of, you know, thought things over. And he was just like, no, this is not going to be good, you know. We're kind of scared. So they wanted to send me to McLeod so I can get another ultrasound just to make sure that she didn't have a knot. Y'all, on my way to work, I think it was like 8 or 9 in the morning, I was headed to work. And the hospital called. And I'm like, hey, you know, what's going on? They was like, we need you at the office. And I'm like, when? They was like, as soon as possible. So I'm sitting here tripping because I'm like, what's going on? You know, they wouldn't have not called me if it wasn't serious. So I ride all the way back home to pick my ex up. And I'm like, hey, do you want to go to the hospital with me? You know, the hospital just called. So we leave, get there. And something told me to pack my hospital bag, y'all. And I don't know why I did not pack it. But something told me to pack my hospital bag. So I get there and they do all these tests and they're like, hey, you know, we're going to have to keep you. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Am I able to go get my hospital bag? They was like, no, ma'am, Miss McFarlane, you have to stay here. You're not allowed to leave the hospital. I'm sitting looking at them like, are you freaking kidding me right now? So my mom had to go and get my bag. You know, I'm signing in to be able to get admitted into a room. So from October the 19th, I want to say until October 24th, I was in the hospital. So when I went in, I was 36 weeks. They kept me all the way up until I hit 37 weeks. I got induced October the 22nd. They induced me at 6 o'clock that morning, and I ended up having my baby at 4:48 p.m. So I'm just like, okay, my baby came, you know, way earlier than she was supposed to anyway, and she was only 5 pounds. So to me, I was like, my baby's small. Like, I really wish she could have, you know, still been in my stomach baking. But I feel like everything happened for a reason. And she's here right now and healthy and just as juicy as she want to be. But I was really hoping that she could have came on her due date. I went natural. I didn't have any meds. Y'all, when I tell y'all that labor is fucking exhausting and it hurts like hell. My contractions were in my back. I swear, every time a contraction came, I felt like a 400 or 500 pound lady was just doing an A-town stomp in my back. It was crazy, y'all. But like I said, I love my baby. I don't regret nothing. The whole experience for me was freaking awesome because I'm just sitting here like I was able to go natural just like my mom. And I am breastfeeding and she's about to be 7 months. So I want to try to breastfeed her until she's about two. That's the goal. If she wants to feed longer than that, then that's fine. But this whole journey of being pregnant and just it's just crazy. And her name is Journey, y'all, because this was definitely a journey. But I love my baby. It's crazy. And being a single mom, it's like, honestly, it's fun and it's stressful because you get to, I don't know, it's like you get to know your child personally on a whole different level. Not saying that I didn't want a family, because I definitely want a family, still do want my family, got hopes for it, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to go, you know, how I want. But it's just being with my baby 24/7 is soothing. She's just as goofy as she want to be. I love her so much. And I just, I don't know, life is just, even through the rocky days, life is still just amazing for me. But that's my story. I wanted you guys to get to know me. I started this podcast, you know, to be able to uplift, talk, vent, because I know that, you know, some ladies are going through the same thing, but they're not going to want to talk about it. And I have some things that I'm still working on myself. So before I even rant about them, I would have to fix myself first. But, you know, this is my introduction. I'm a single mom, 22, about to graduate soon. And, you know, the only way from here is up. And I just give honor to God. So I'm so thankful. So I love you guys. And thank you for listening to Pineapples and Mimosas.